Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. A beautiful Saturday always, no matter what temperature, no matter what precipitation's coming down, no matter
what holiday it's after.
Whenever what holiday it is.
Man, you're lucky to have me in here. I mean, all the stuff I ate, oh my goodness. I mean, somebody had to roll me around the last couple hours just to be able to get up. So this is fun.
Well, you know what? TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, if you're just tuning in for the first time, is here to talk about your home purchase loan, your home refinance loan, your home equity loan, your jumbo loan. Maybe you want to get an FHA or a VA loan or a jumbo loan or a reverse mortgage. We're here to talk about all those things and share with you. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. Joined today by my counterparts. I wouldn't call them my friends, but I don't know. That's a little bit light. We have Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
And we have Bubba.
We're friends on Facebook.
That's all I can say.
Well, she's busy. Thanksgiving wore her out. We did hamburgers this year for Thanksgiving. We didn't do the traditional turkey or anything. So we hamburgers and we made homemade fries and all that stuff. So
we're going to have a Christmas party. And I was thinking of just having hamburgers and French fries at our company Christmas party.
I think that's brilliant.
Because some people overthink it. You got to figure, you know, you're going to have chicken and you can have sauce on it. Was it going to be, you're going to have red sauce or white sauce or cream? Too much thinking.
Right. And that's why our kids loved it. They were like, oh, this is great. We ought to do this every year. I'm like, yeah, sounds good to me.
That's why when I want to build a home, I want to go to a builder that's already built it. I don't want to think about what size peephole I'm going to get. What I'm going to have rounded wall, rounded corners in the walls. What color paint? I want someone to do it all for me because that is not my forte, is picking all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I feel if I did that, I'd get in a fight, you know, with somebody
with
along
the
way.
You mean?
No, just because somebody. Maybe at the builder, just start fighting them.
Just
because I don't want to choose.
Okay.
Choose it for me.
Wow.
No, but when it comes to getting your home loan, there's only one decision. That's calling TexasLending.com. Now, you can text us typically, and we'll answer your text here on the show. However, this weekend, we already have a bunch of texts that came in last weekend.
Yeah.
When we had some technical difficulties.
And that happens.
So we have your questions. We want to answer them for you. Jeff is going to ask your questions. Bubba and I are going to take our years of experience and either answer them correctly or we're going to say the wrong thing, or we're just going to make it up.
So what you're saying is this is going to be a short answer, right?
They won't know it. You won't know at home, so you'll just all feel good. It'll sound like we know what we're doing, and that's all we're rooting to do at TexasLending.com.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, what do you think about that, Bubba? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah, that makes me feel really good. I'm just all excited about it. And we can also punt. Better than the Cowboys.
Are you still in a food coma? Is that what this problem is
now? No. I'm just trying to
get things figured out.
Get it figured out.
Well, how about this one? Let's start off with this one. Cash to pay off debt. Owes $114,000. The home's worth $260,000. Currently at a rate of 4.5%. So I'm guessing this is really the framework for a cash out refi.
Well, you know what? That's what we're going to do this hour. We're going to ask a bunch of questions. We're going to have them answered for you. So if you're driving around, you might figure that sounds like me. That might sound like a situation that you're going through. And so we have some texts that came in the prior weekend. That's what we're doing. And so Jeff just got to the first one here. And so let's try it again. Let's start it because it was so much in my brain at one time. I need to.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it slower.
Okay. Cash. Okay. To pay off.
Uh-huh.
Debt.
Okay.
He owes $114,000 on the home.
Uh-huh.
Home he believes is worth $260,000, currently at a rate of 4.5%.
Okay. So you're sitting at home and you have debt and you're saying, wait a minute, I might have a situation like that. Right. 260. So in Texas, Gary, what can they go up to on the value of the home? What percentage of the value of the home can they get?
Depending on certain criteria, you can go up to 80%.
So you might be, depending on your credit score, right?
Credit score. Has a lot to do with it.
Maybe it's an investment property, right?
Could be investment property.
Now, is that different, though? I'm sorry. Because if you guys are going to start talking back and forth, I'm going to act like this person who sent in the text because this is interesting to me. If it's an investment property, are you saying I don't get 80%?
Yeah, you get 75% is the max on investment property.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it has to be my home, my homestead, or my primary residence to be able to get 80%.
Yep, that's the max you can get in Texas. It's part of the Texas. That's part of the Texas Constitution. They call it a Texas A6 loan because it falls under the Article A6 of the Texas Constitution. So here we are.
All right.
And you want to get cash out. 80% of $260,000 is $208,000. That is 80% of $260,000. So this person owed what? Well, how much did they say they owe?
$114,000.
And so they can get up a loan of $208,000. So they have about $96,000 or something like that. $94,000, it sounds like that, is what they can get.
All right.
94, 96, my head's all hurting.
Well, that's fine. So let's just say $90,000 for round number sake. But what you're saying is that this person can take their $90,000 and pay off the debt or do whatever they want with this money. It's theirs to do, right? I mean, in essence, isn't that really what a cash out refinance allows people to do is do what they want with that equity?
Well, one of the things you got to think about is how much are you going to save if you're paying off this debt?
Right.
Credit cards, if you have $10,000 in credit cards, that might be $400 a month to you. If you're at home and you got three credit cards and they total $10,000, the combined bills on those monthly might be $400 a month.
Okay.
So if this person has $40,000 in credit cards, we've seen people with $70,000 in credit card. It was $3,500 a month for them.
Wow.
And when they got them paid off on a mortgage, that was like $450 a month. You know, and so they went down from $3,500 to $4,500 a month because the interest rate instead of 25% is closer to 4% on a mortgage.
Oh,
so Bubba, you're seeing a lot of 30-year cash outs these days.
I just got this one this week, just like that. The guy has over $3,000 a month in credit card debt that he's paying it all off, $3,000 worth. And that cash flow for him is just going to be, you know, unbelievable
for sure. And so you take that $3,000, and I would say a majority of that was going to interest. Just look at that. Let's say you have $70,000 of credit cards at 20%. You're paying $14,000 a year in interest. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's
really
over $1,000 a month in interest. It's $1,200 a month in interest. Now, if let's say you would put $70,000 and you were paying 4% in interest, right?
Okay.
So you're paying $2,800 a year in interest. Mm-hmm. That person is going to be reducing nearly $12,000 a year in interest. That's $1,000 a month in just interest savings alone. If they applied all that savings towards their mortgage, they could pay off an extra $12,000 a year on their mortgage. Their credit cards are gone. They take all that extra money, apply it towards the mortgage. Everything gets paid off faster. They free up cash flow. It's unbelievable. We see this all the time. And so you have a great opportunity. This person's at 4.5. So their mortgage, if they did get a cash out, maybe they go to a 20-year.
Yeah.
Maybe 25. Go to a 25-year mortgage.
You know, but it's not about how long it is. I think it's more about you have to realize that you owe what you owe. That's what I always tell people. Yeah, well, you know, I only owe this much on my house, but I owe this much on my credit card debt. You owe what you owe. It's
all debt. There's a bunch of debt and it has different interest rates.
Yeah.
So you got to get rid of the high interest ones first.
Yeah.
The ones that are eating your lunch, the ones that maybe just take out more of your cash flow. When you get that gone, you can apply it towards the lower interest rate ones. You can call our office. We have loan officers here. every Saturday from 8 to 9. We have loan officers here. Actually, as a matter of fact, they'll be here a little bit in the afternoon, and you can call at 972-387-4600. This is TexasLending.com. We've been around in Dallas-Fort Worth for over 20 years, marketing the company, been incorporated for 18 years. And so if you've seen us on TV or heard us on the radio, and we've been doing radio shows for 18 years here in Dallas, we want to help you. There's a reason we're here, is to help you save you money on a refinance, a home equity loan, or a home purchase loan with a company you can trust. That's TexasLending.com. Go online and apply now. 972-387-4600 if you want to talk to a loan officer.
I've got a question here that's not, it didn't come in the text, but it relates to this text that we just talked about. They're currently at a 4.5%. How important is rate, Gary? This is directed towards you, okay? So if they're doing a cash out, is it a pretty good chance that that rate can stay at 4.5%? Or, I mean, what are the variables with that? And then if it does go up, how do you help people see the bigger picture?
Well, just like what I said before.
So let's say they went from 4 and they had to go to 4.5. Is that
right?
What you're asking?
And people get bent out of shape going, oh, look at my rates going up and everything. It's like, well, look at what your rate is now with your credit cards and
the big picture. Look at your cash flow. That's
right.
The big picture.
Absolutely. So
cash flow is king. I mean, that's all there is to it.
There's a combination there.
Yeah.
You know, some people, they might be at 3%. And maybe they want to go to a 15-year, and the 15-year cash out might be at 3.5 or 3.6 or something like this, right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, then you can say, well, what if I did a second lien? What if my second lien's at 6% or 6.5%? You got to weigh it. A lot of those second liens are adjustable rates. They go up over time. Those are one of the considerations. Some of you don't have a credit score high enough to get a second lien. If your score is under 680, probably not going to have a second lien there. So you got to weigh both, but the rates are so low right now because mortgage rates fell this year. They're near the lowest they've been of all time.
Wow.
They're right in that ballpark. So Bubba said earlier, right, you could get a 20-year, and maybe your 20-year's in the high threes. So some people are at 6, some people are at 4.5. A few people, I talked to one person the other day, and they said they had an adjustable rate VA loan, and it's at 2.7, and it's getting ready to go up. They said that the adjustable period on their VA loans, it might go to 4.5, right? And so we said, well, how about just getting it into a 15-year, and that 15-year is going to be closer to 3%. Well, you're at 2.75, but you know it's going to be going up to 4.5 or 4 or higher.
Right.
So let's get it fixed in on a VA fixed refinance.
Right.
So rates go up, rates go down. But if you are paying credit cards at 20 and 25%, you didn't have a problem doing that. Just look at the overall savings. Maybe you can refinance this loan into a regular conventional loan later on, or maybe even shorten the term if you feel.
Yeah. So the answer to this question is there's so many different options. Really, people just need to take advantage and give us a call.
You really need to give
us
a call.
972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600.
Yeah, so another thing we're going to be talking about today, we're going to talk about home purchases a little bit.
Okay.
Some of you are thinking, I want to buy a home. Some of you might want to get in before Christmas. Well, we have a pre-approval program here with our home purchase team, and that purchase team only does home purchase loans. And if you call them, they'll get you fully pre-approved. And if you go through our Fast Track Purchase Program, we'll get you fully pre-approved with an underwriter. We'll get you a pre-approval letter. And if you have that approval letter, it means we've fully reviewed all of your diagnostics to say, once you get yourself a home purchase contract, you might close in as fast as 10 days. You can close before Christmas. You can close before New Year's. You can close pretty quickly and at a great rate. We're beating builders, mortgage companies. We're beating all the companies that have branches out there. They typically have much higher rates because they've baked in money for the company and for the branch. Well, we're all in one place at TexasLending.com. One happy call center for all of Texas. You can call us and we can cut a better deal for you on your home purchase. So we're going to talk about people want to get into a purchase loan after a break, but we also have one more question, I guess, we can take before the break, Jeff.
Okay, well, let's see here. FHA purchase. Let's see. Quote from builder was a 3.875. Score is 685 as far as their credit score.
And they have a quote from a builder on an FHA loan. You said 3.875.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba, you're on the refinance home equity team, but you're still handling some purchases because you have a lot of people. You've been doing this for 20 years. You have people coming in and they're repeat clients and referrals.
Yeah. So definitely what's going on there is the builder's offering a higher rate than what we could give you. And what they're doing is they might be paying your title policy or something in effect with that rate.
Some people think they're pigeonholed into the home builder because the builder says, we're going to pay, we're going to give you a washing machine for free and we're just going to charge you a higher rate on your mortgage. Right?
Right.
And so I know that our FHA rates are lower than 3.875 for a home purchase with a 680 score. And what we do all the time, it happens a lot. And they'll come in and say, well, the builder is going to pay $5,000 towards my title insurance and closing costs. And we say, well, we can do that and still beat their rate. So it might not be a deal for you. There's no free lunch. They're not giving you something for free.
Right.
It's being baked into the rate or the purchase price of the house.
Yeah, the purchase price.
They're not just going to say, we're going to take a $6,000 loss. There is no loss going on.
Or they wouldn't be in business very long,
they
right?
wouldn't be in business. Yeah. No, they have to. No, they're not going to do, hey, we're going to make money on this and lose money on that. No, they're making money and making money.
Right.
We are a mortgage company and we're going to make money. We have to, so we can offer you great service that's going to be here now and in the future. So you have an opportunity to call TexasLending.com for an FHA quote. Make sure you call us today or go to our website at TexasLending.com. We have more questions, Jeff, we're going to go to after the break.
Excellent.
And this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you get in touch with us today for your purchase, your refinance, home equity loan, maybe an FHA streamline refinance, maybe a VA streamline refinance. And if you don't know what that is, call our office. We can help you get that loan streamlined now, 972-387-4600. When we come back, we're going to have some more questions that Jeff's going to ask, and we're going to answer for you.
Excellent.
Make sure you listen every weekend here to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan. All right, back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here with Jeff Collins, Bubba Alexander. Mm. And we want to make sure that you have a place to go to when it comes time to trust a mortgage company. We are TexasLending.com. And Bubba, you've been with TexasLending.com.
Yeah.
And you have, what I said 20 years earlier, it's probably about 17 years in the mortgage business.
Yes.
Well, which one is it?
Well, Bubba has closed over, I think, more home equity loans in Texas than any other loan officer. He started doing equity loans.
He has a crown
right
for that,
off the
right?
Bat. Don't you have right like off a... the bat, I realized, and it's the funniest story was, is because I didn't know how to get the escrows right for doing rate and term refinances. So I said, I noticed everybody's always getting cash back on an escrow, so on a cash back, so I don't have to really worry about the escrows that much because they're getting cash back.
So, Bubba, you came from you used to work for the Dallas Morning News.
Yeah, I was a newspaper distributor for 20 years.
And so you got out of that, you saw the writing on the wall there, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, and you got in the mortgage business, and you had to learn the word escrow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't snails on a plate, right?
It's like I tell everybody. I said
more escargot, if I'm not mistaken.
I had to find a job because my kids wanted to drive cars and go to college.
You're one of those kind of
people. So the newspaper business was kind of falling apart, and I said, "Man, what am I going to do?" And it was kind of a scary time for me.
How did y'all meet? I'm asking now for a friend. How did you, Gary, meet Kevin?
Bubba used to drink Schlitz malt liquor in a 40-ouncer, and he had it in a brown bag. He was sitting on the corner down by our office.
Okay.
I just said, hey, man, you need a job?
And I had a sign that said, we'll work for food.
Okay. Well, that's a sweet story. That's nice.
It was kind of like that, but we had a mutual friend.
Yeah, Fred.
And he went
remember
over to Fred's
Fred?
Office.
I do remember
And Fred,
Fred
didn't have any, we had business coming in the door, TexasLending.com.
Uh-huh.
And Fred... It would kill. He went out there and called, you know, realtors, builders.
Yeah.
He did a business with, he had relationships. Well, Bubba had nothing in the mortgage business. He said, go call Kevin. Kevin's got phone calls coming.
He's got leads.
So well,
I was creating too much business for Fred and his wife.
They couldn't manage it all.
They couldn't manage it all. And he, you know, he was tired of her having to work on my stuff too. And
so anyway, used to close about 25 home equity loans a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he did that for a decade or so.
A long time.
And now, right now, a lot of people, here's what we see a lot.
Yeah.
I would say about 70% of you who call us to refinance. And by the time you find out how low the rates are, you're saying, you know what? It makes more sense for us to get a home equity cash back refinance, take cash out, pay off our debts, consolidate everything, and save a bunch of money. We see it every day.
Yeah, I just had a couple came in, and they were supposed to meet with another loan officer, and for some reason that didn't happen, and I was there. So they came and sat down with me, and they were talking about, you know, fixing up their house, and they were giving me their numbers. And so, okay, well, here's this loan here. If you do 80% here, And they go, oh, no, we were just talking about getting $70,000, not $240,000. And I go, well, look what happens here. You get $240,000. You get the $70,000 to do this, but we can pay off all your debt and you can just have a house payment.
And still save money.
And still save money.
So you're going to drop your payments.
Oh, wow. This is so awesome. We're so glad we came in and talked to you, you know?
Yeah. And so, yeah, they're going to pay off all this debt. They're going to get their home fixed up. They're going to have one payment. They're going to drop their payments overall.
Yeah.
So they have a lower payment now than they had before.
Right.
And they got all the other stuff done.
Exactly. And they had some issues, too, with the tornado. So that that was part of the deal that brought them in, too, that they had to have a bunch of stuff. The insurance was fixing all their stuff up, but they wanted to do more.
We have some of the lowest refinance rates in Texas. So our rates are nearly 0.5% lower than a lot of these companies that have branches. They're lower than the banks are offering you. People are showing us what they're getting. Well, we can beat that. And so you're coming to us, and then we're saying, well, how about we get you cash out? And then we get you cash out, and the rate we're getting you with cash out is the same or lower than what other companies were just getting you on a refinance.
Right.
You need to call TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here. They're here through early afternoon every Saturday. The hardest working people work on Saturdays. They're here Monday through Friday. Then they say, I'm going to get up and go in on Saturday. That's the loan officer you want and need, especially if you're buying a home. You want to be able to call your loan officer on Saturday and know they're in front of a computer in case you went out there to buy a home. You're approved for $140,000, and maybe you find out you can get a $145,000 loan or maybe a $270,000 loan. They say, hey, what can we do to get me an extra $10,000?
Right.
And they can run some numbers for you. That's the loan officer you want, the one that's there on Saturday. Call our office right now for your home purchase or refinance or home equity loan, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com. Hefe, Jeffy.
Well, real quickly, before we jump into these tags, I want to be able to kind of just jump on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was like two Saturdays ago, all right? We had set up a meeting with our son, Tress, and I to meet with Gary. And it had to be on a Saturday. And Gary was more than willing to be able to go up to the office and meet him because he's a veteran. And he wants to start thinking about, he's about to graduate from college, and he's starting to think about the future. It's like, if I just keep renting, I'm giving all my money away. What do I do? And I said, all you got to do is call Gary. And I say that because this really is true. You want to be able to sit down with somebody who knows the business. You don't want to sit in front of the Google. You don't want to sit in front of somebody's uncle who bought a house 20 years ago and listen to what it is that they went through, because things change all the time. But when he left after meeting with Gary, he is fired up, Kevin. I mean, he really is. Gary laid him out like a plan A, plan B, plan C. And he's choosing plan A. And he's doing all the steps that plan A is going to be able to get him into a home. And we're just really super excited that Gary took the time on a Saturday to be able to meet with him. Because Gary
Did you
knew,
say he was a veteran?
He's a veteran. But Gary also knew that this was not going to be a deal for him today, in the sense of, we are not going to be able to get this guy in a home loan. He is not going to qualify. But he set him up for success. So in the future, guess who's going to be going back to Gary?
That's what we do. I mean, at TexasLending.com, I mean, you may not be able to purchase a home today, but that doesn't mean you can't map out a plan to make it happen.
Right.
Every single person who calls us at some point can get a home. I used to take a lot of pride when I was writing loans. I run the company now, so I don't write loans. But I used to take pride that anyone who called me, within 12 months, I could show them how to get it in a home, even if they had really bad credit. I still think I can. Actually, you do this, this, and this, and this, and this, I can get you in a home in 12 months. Now, some of you just filed bankruptcy yesterday at Chapter 7, and it might take you 2 years by regulation to get you in a home. We can do loans a day after Chapter 7, but your rate's probably going to be 9%. That's not going to be in 20% down. But after 2 years after Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you can get in an FHA loan as the same rates as everybody else. Reestablish some credit. You can get into a home purchase loan 2 years after a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. If you're in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, for some of you who don't know what that is, you're repaying your debts through the courts. The courts stop the creditors from calling you. You pay your debts through the court. If you can do that for 12 months and prove a payment history, you can be in a Chapter 13 in it and buy a home as long as you've been paying it on time for 12 months. So anyone can get into a home within 12 months if they do certain things and they have the qualifications with income documentation. That's what I wake up for, is how can I give you hope and how can we deliver on your hope to help you save money and work it into a home? That's what we want to do every day. Make sure you call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or make sure you go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Do we have time for a question, or where are we at time-wise? Are we good?
We have time for a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Buying a home in Spring. First-time home buyer.
Spring, Texas?
Spring, Texas.
Oh. Then, okay. Is it Spring the season or Spring, Texas?
It's going to be Spring, Texas.
Oh, you're just going to say, because it said just said buying a home in Spring. You're going to tell them that it's going to be in Spring, Texas.
Well, I'm going to go with the understanding, because if you let me finish the rest of the text, it might...
What if I don't let you?
Well, then we're just going to be staring at each other for a while, which is fine with me. I mean, you know.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to start putting this on a podcast so you can watch us stare at each other.
Buying a home loan in Spring, a first-time home buyer. Looks like $6,000 down as far as the payment goes. $60,000 per year, 711 credit score.
So they make $60,000 a year, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
That's $5,000 a month for those of you at home. Yep. $5,000 every single month. That is going to help you.
Sounds and like a you game say, listen, show, doesn't listen, it?
They shop at 7-Eleven? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say he's shopping at 7-Eleven. He's got a credit score of 7-Eleven.
Okay.
You guys, come on.
So this guy works at a 7-Eleven in Spring, Texas.
Okay, I'll answer your question, all right? Because I don't even know what the question is anymore.
No, they make $5,000 a month. They want to buy a home.
Right.
So $5,000 a month, for every one of you, listen, you have an income. Some of you write some of it off. But on your tax returns, on the bottom of your tax return, there's something called an adjusted gross income. That adjusted gross income is what mortgage companies are going to use. And some of you have hobbies you're writing off, and some of you have other things you write off. But that adjusted gross income is what they're going to have. So this person's a W-2 employee, and on the bottom of that page, if it says they make $60,000, that's what they're being taxed on. That's what we're going to use. It's real simple for all of you at home to figure out how much home you may be able to afford. A good rule of thumb is 33% of your monthly income.
A third.
So 33% of $5,000 a month is about $1,666. Okay? So that's about what your payment could be. $1,666. And so that $1,666 that you can afford is probably going to get you about a $220,000 mortgage. You don't realize, you go, wow, that's what I'm paying. I'm paying $1,600 a month in rent, and I can get a loan for $220,000 conservatively. Most of you, that's going to be different for everybody. That payment, that $220,000 can come of a package of an $1,800 to $1,900 payment, or maybe a $1,500 payment, depending on your credit scores and such. But this person has a 7-Eleven score.
Right. I mean, that's a pretty, they're only, 9 points away from being able to reach like the high of the high.
But I'm going to say this. If they're waiting till spring, if they can get their score to a 740 score.
So you still think they're waiting till spring? They're not going to buy in Spring, Texas.
Hopefully they can save some more money too.
Yes. Depends what college they went to. We charge more for certain colleges. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Why don't you explain that?
For example, if you went to one of the evil colleges like Notre Dame, we're going to charge you more. It's just a football thing.
It's
football Saturday. Notre Dame, if you're either from Texas and you're a Texas fan or you are from evil Notre Dame. Okay. So
just like that.
Rudy.
Right. I love that part.
Okay. So here's the deal. That $220,000 loan is going to require a down payment.
Yeah.
3% down is the minimum down payment for a conventional loan. 3.5% down is the minimum down payment for FHA loans. Now, you might need more of a down payment if you have a bad credit score or other different things. This person has $6,000, so they're going to be right on the cusp of having enough money. They're probably going to save a little bit more money for a down payment. There will be some closing costs, but they can have those negotiated by either paid for by the lender or by the seller of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Or even through gift funds from a relative or something like this. They're very close. If you're a person buying in the spring, or if you're buying in Spring, Texas, just know, or anywhere in between, maybe Centerville or,
Magnolia.
Magnolia, though, isn't Magnolia, is that?
That's a movie.
Yeah, it is in between, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a movie, isn't it?
Magnolia. Steel Magnolia.
Oh, we'll see. Oh, yeah, that one. Is. Yeah. I like that one.
I cried.
Didn't they all die at the end?
All right.
I cried.
You guys way on tangents. Too much coffee.
Yeah, us. Really? Okay, Mr. Notre Dame.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. So if you didn't go to Notre Dame, you know what? We're giving specials to people that went to Notre Dame this weekend. You too can pay 3.5% down and get good rates.
That's funny. You know, one thing that you said, though, Kevin, is that $1,600 in rent at an apartment, that's not fixed. I mean, it's fixed for your contract. But if you stay in that apartment, because here's the thing with apartments, they can go up in that rent for the same amount of space. They can, when you time to renew your contract, we're going to charge you another $100. But if you get a fixed rate buying a home, there's none of that. None of that stuff happens like that.
Well, we just broke the rules and went a minute and a half over
your
segment's time.
Fault.
And I blame Notre Dame. It doesn't make me feel good when I blame myself. We're going to come back and we're going to answer more of your questions here on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back. All right, we are back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show.
Excited.
There's a lot of excitement here.
Take his Dr. Pepper away. I don't think it's too early for that.
I don't think it's Dr. Pepper. I think he's got probably like the nurse practitioner Pepper. He's
drinking. Is that what's going on there?
All right.
Okay.
All right. We are talking about your home loan. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Jeff Collins, Bubba Alexander, not necessarily in that order, but here to share with you and help you on your home loan experience. We have a few more questions to get to. We have just about less than 28 minutes left in the show.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere in that ballpark. And we want to get to your questions in a minute. We also want to let you know that TexasHoney.com has won the Consumer's Choice Award for 12 straight years.
Get out of here.
There's a reason for that. Because we're dependable. We're here. Our mothers like us. And also, if the people that don't like us, then we don't just give them loans. We don't give them loans.
Well, they don't get a vote.
But we are talking about the people that do like us voted for us for the Consumer's Choice Award for the last 12 years.
Right.
And so we're still here being able to say that on the radio. We want you to call our office. We have loan officers here. They've been waiting all morning diligently. And as a matter of fact, some of them have a tailgate party at like 7 a.m. They wake up, they have biscuits and gravy. They sit out in the parking lot waiting us for to open the door so you can call them.
It's good stuff.
972-387-4600, TexasHoney.com. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You have questions. We have answers.
Okay, excellent. Looks like this person texted in. I got to make sense out of this, okay? So forgive me because it's kind of scattered. Owns a restaurant, has income, but can't document it. All right, so he's saying about $600,000 home. The bank told him that they had to deny the loan. He has to close in 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken here. And the current loan is a 4.25%, score 760, value
of
the home.
No, I think that might be your next text.
I don't think so. No, it's all the same. It's all
okay.
Okay, well, okay, so close in two. No.
They need to close in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they need to close in two weeks.
He wants to know if he can close his loan in 2 weeks. He got denied by a bank.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right.
We'll go with that.
All right.
Thank you for correcting me, Kevin.
You're mixing two texts together. You got to look at the phone numbers.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I'm new at this. Tress does this. She didn't give me any prep behind it.
No,
she
it's really interesting.
She just goes in there and read.
I was at a birthday party.
Does this have to do with the text, or is this one of your moments?
It's just like this text.
Okay.
We had a person, they were buying a $1.5 million house.
Shut up.
Owns several restaurants, and in a similar situation, they said they looked at his credit score, said, yes, we can help you. And then when they got into his income, he was already had a contract on the house.
Mm.
And he came up to me at this birthday party a couple weeks ago and he said, I called your office. He talked to Sean Reed.
Oh, okay.
And he said, Sean asked if I had bank statements. I gave him my bank statements. He said he got me done before I had to close. Now, I think he had maybe a little more time than that. And
okay.
He probably still had about 3 weeks to go, but he was panicking and freaking out.
Sure.
And I just happened to run into this guy. And then here was the strange part. We were at a birthday party. One of my friends was turning 50. We were at the party, and we were at this restaurant, and it was the guy who owned the restaurant. I didn't know the guy. And he said, you guys just did my loan. I said, what? I go, tell me about it. He told me, I go, that is crazy.
So did you get to eat for free, or did he charge you?
Well, it was a birthday party. And so there was 150 people at this birthday party.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Huh.
That's pretty impressive.
150 people.
150 people. It was a crazy birthday party.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I'm sure 50 of them had to be told what they did the night before.
Don't worry. There's video for that. Just check.
There was that were paid to come to that birthday party.
That's amazing. All right. Well, so now hold on.
But this is how this loan has to get done. This person's self-employed.
Yeah. So how come he doesn't have the inability to document income. I don't understand. If you own something and you're working, basically, right? You get paid. How is it you can't document that?
Well, if you're self-employed, depending on what kind of corporation you have, for example, if you're an S corp, the profit and nonprofit or corporation passes down to the individual. So let's say the guy went in, I don't know anything about his situation. I'm okay. just saying that let's say you're a business owner and you decide you're going to invest $1 million into new computers, new leather seats in your restaurant, new bar stools. You're going to invest into a whole new structure, right? And your corporation makes that investment. That is an expense. If the money has not been recouped yet, it shows up as a loss on your tax returns. And I'm just going to say something. This is why I always find it so funny when politicians and political news, they say, oh, that business owner lost money. They can't be that smart. Well, businesses take money and they invest it for future profit. They take a lot of risk for future profit. And they're the ones that have to take the loan. So usually it either passes down to the individual or the corporation. So what I'm saying is this. A lot of people don't know how that works in businesses.
Right.
And you're saying, how can this person get a loan?
That's
how
why
can...
I'm asking, yeah.
So they might have had, it might not have showed profit that year. And that profit shows up on that individual as a tax write-off. Okay? So the whatever this person is investing in, like a lot of people buy homes. And they have to do improvements for the home. So they might, as investors, might not show any profit. The maintenance fees and all the other things they have to do for the homes to fix them up might show a loss one year and a profit the next year.
Okay.
That's what business owners do. And well, so...
What this guy did is he basically, Sean took his business bank statements and used that for income.
So the business bank statements is, we need to show cash flow. If we can show revenue coming in, your personal bank statements or your corporate bank statements, if you're bringing in $20, $30, $40, $60, $100,000 a month to your business, that cash flow may be used as an ability to repay a mortgage.
Debt ratio. Yeah.
And so it might not be a conventional loan going to government-owned agencies, government-sponsored agencies. It might go to what they call a non-qualified mortgage. It doesn't qualify for a government agency because the debt ratio is over 43%. It can't be proven with W-2s and tax returns. It has to be with bank statements or corporate business bank statements. This is how the non-QM, the non-qualified mortgage product works.
And what they do is they take the sum total of 2 years' worth of tax returns or even 12 months' business tax returns, add the total deposit up, and divide it.
By 12 or 24 months.
Right.
Sometimes it's 12 months, sometimes it's 24.
Take half. They'll take half as the income.
As really? Okay.
I know
it's
many business owners.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. Honestly, it makes sense, but I was just kind of curious as to...
Okay. I've been in many executive forums. I'm in executive forums. And I can tell you that I would say 70% of the business owners I know can't qualify for a conventional qualified mortgage because of the write-downs that they have. Some of them have to buy new trucks, right? They're in construction. They have to buy new trucks. They bought $100,000 of trucks. And they have to make $150,000 to show a $50,000 profit from that $100,000 of spending. And the way the tax laws are now, if you buy the trucks, you got to write it on, as a matter of fact, leases. If you take on a 5-year lease these days, you have to write down, that goes against your books as well. And so it's not all peaches and cream and chocolate covered candy canes and everything else that are out there for business owners. They have to take the risk and then they have to be able to buy a home. Sometimes they can't do it. That's why the non-QM is different. The non-QM is different, by the way, than the subprime loans in the past. The subprime loan in the past, Bubba, they would do it. I will state my income and I will state my assets. Jeff, you'd come to me and say, I make $100,000 a year and I have $100,000 in the bank.
Right.
There'd be no verification.
If you had a 700 credit score.
And you're
down to 600 credit score.
Yeah,
you're going to give me the keys to the house.
Loans are being done with a 600 score at zero down.
Wow. Those were the good old days.
Wow.
No.
Maybe for
unscrupulous loan officers, but business owners. Now, listen, we're still here, and we got through that because we looked out for a lot of people that were doing loans that had a rate of 9%, but they were only paying 1%. And so all of a sudden, they were 8% upside down on their house immediately.
Yeah.
The old subprime loans used to have ninja loans. No income verification, no job verification, no asset verification. Ninja. No income, no job, no asset. Right? Then they would get a loan at 100% financing. There is something called the ability to repay. ATR, ability to repay. And every mortgage company in this country is held to that standard. We have to document you have an ability to repay the mortgage. Unlike the old days, you had to show an ability to do anything. You just had to fog a mirror. So the new ability to repay mortgages are for people that can document income.
Mm-hmm.
They have maybe a less than ideal credit score, mm-hmm. but their rate's going to be a little bit higher, and they're going to have a little bit bigger down payment, 80. And what if you had to take an 8.5% rate now, but it's getting you out of 25% credit card rates, you're still saving $2,500 a month, and then next year you can refinance into a conventional loan because your credit scores went up. Higher score is going to go up if you're maxed out on your credit cards.
Right.
You pay off your credit cards, keep your credit cards. Now you owe zero money on large available credit balances. That's how you get good credit. Mm. So the non-qualified cash office, 972-387-4600. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back for our last segment here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have a few minutes left. It is what they call the lightning round. I don't know if we have a couple questions that are here for us
we can get to.
Hopefully it's not lightning.
I'm only kidding.
No,
okay.
No.
Bill Parcells says they are what they are.
Okay. 3.375 is the rate. APR around 3.5. These are from the lender. You can get a zero closing cost via streamline refinance and maybe go to a 20-year. They might be able to go to a 20-year, which is a great option for them.
So lowering the rate, shaving off time off the loan, and I mean that's saving money left and right.
Well, the 3.375, if they can go from 4.875 in a 30-year down to 3.375 in a 30,
that's 1.5 points.
Now, what if they went to a 15-year? Well, maybe they want to shave off 15 years off the money. They just bought it last year.
There's not a whole lot of difference between the 15 and the
not in the rate.
Now, wait a second. Hold on, though. I mean, you're starting to shave off years. That means that you're doubling their monthly payment, though, right? Because isn't that the way people think?
They're going to be paying more principal every month.
Okay,
but they're also going to reduce the interest they're paying over time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that this person on their loan size, they're going to save nearly $300 a month in interest.
Okay,
1.5%. On a 260 loan amount,
right,
is going to be
week.
Yep, it's going to be $300 in savings in interest that they're going to now be able to apply towards their mortgage, so they can apply the extra $300 every month and get their mortgage paid off faster. If they did that, they probably would take this down to a 20-year. If they paid the money they're going to save and they applied it towards the mortgage instead of going, they're going to get a 30-year mortgage that gives them the lowest payment that they have to pay. But you can always pay more. They can pay the extra $300 a month, and then that mortgage will probably go down to about 18-year mortgage if they did that.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
By
that
taking
so
off
cool.
the 12 years of additional interest payments, because they're going to pay it off faster,
right,
they're going to save them tens of thousands of dollars in interest. Tens
sure.
of thousands of dollars in interest over the term of the loan. So
I
great
tell you what, when it comes to VA loans, Texas Lending really does know how to go above and beyond being able to help the veteran. Instead of
our
rates.
VA business has gone up 700% the last few months because the news is out. And the veterans are calling their friend veterans and say, you got to call them. 700% increase in our VA business in the last 3 months.
That is amazing.
Because one, we're starting to advertise it. And we do have some of the, if not the lowest VA rates in the state.
Yeah.
So if you're a veteran,
and what's really huge is the house payments that they bought. I mean, the house purchase price has really gone up in the area.
Yeah, so 48. Yeah, so they can get $48,000 if they want to get cash out and pay off some debts. But here's the deal: they're at 4.125. They might be able to go to a. Here's the deal: on that loan size, if they just saved 0.5% in interest, mm-hmm. they'd save $100 a month in interest.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
It might make sense.
Wow.
But it makes more sense probably to lower the term and make the same payment.
Yeah. Maybe you go to a 20 year.
They can pay more. Go to 20 or go to 25 year, depending on how long have they been in the house. They said it.
I don't have a year on this. As far as residents
so
go.
Lowering the terms probably, I mean, you're going to get it down there in the threes, low threes there for sure.
Wow. Yeah. It just seems like now's the time. I mean, if you own a home.
It's because
of
the credit. They have a really high credit score.
760.
That helps.
If their score was a 680, their rate might be 0.5% higher. Then we're talking about rates down around 3%
mm-hmm.
for a 15-year. They're at 4.125. If they saved 1% on this loan, they could save $200 every month in interest.
That is amazing.
They can apply the interest towards the principal and pay everything off faster.
Yeah.
Great options for everybody. We got about a minute left. And so we want to make sure that you have a place to go. And that's TexasLending.com. The mortgage company you can trust. We've been through the downturn. We've been through the mortgage debacles in 2013. And even last year, when the rates were up 2% higher than they are now. I would say about 25% of the mortgage companies went away. They merged with somebody else or they just went out of business. We've been through the thick and the thin.
Right.
And we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to go to a company like TexasLending.com, the Consumer's Choice Award winner. Make sure you call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. For Jeff Collins, Bubba Alexander, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.